Hello and welcome to StroongeCast episode 16.
Happy New Year.
Exactly. We wish you that and we hope that you will have a wonderful 2025. So this is kind of a recap for us. 2024 has been quite a busy year in some ways. Alice started secondary school, for example. You guys had a Disney holiday. I went to Belgium. I'm going back to Belgium. So we're just kind of jumping all over the timeline, but, you know. What do you think has been the most impactful thing or memorable standout for you this year, then?
100% for me is Disney, because that was over a year of planning. So throughout this entire last year and previous year and saving and booking and keeping the secret from Alice, plotting and planning behind the scenes.
She was the only one in the family who didn't know about it.
She was. But we all managed to keep it such an amazing secret from her to make it the best and biggest surprise I think she's ever had. And her face when she found out on her birthday will just forever be one of the best things ever. So yeah, definitely that's been the biggest highlight for me. And then obviously the actual trip. And it being, you know, the first trip that I've taken the kids on by myself.
And you've got to do it all again next year. Or this year if you're listening in 2025.
Yeah, but not by myself.
No.
You'll be there. So.
That's what you think.
You better be there.
Oh, no. I'm coming. It's okay.
But yeah, for this year, definitely the highlight for me was Disney. What about you?
Probably Belgium. Because I just enjoy going and hanging with the boys. And it's not a football holiday or anything like that. It's a musical holiday. I get to go and play music with great people and have a good time. And I loves it. And it's fun. And I'll be doing it again in 2025. Did it in 23 as well, by the way. So
it's be your 3 years. Annual tradition, isn't it now?
It's turning into that. Definitely turning into that. So, yeah, we've already booked where we're staying. And, yeah. I'm looking forward to that a great deal. There's a lot to look forward to in 25. There's at least 3 things I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Go on then.
Well, there's the trip. There's the other trip. And there's...
You need to elaborate for the people.
Oh, I will. And there's inside number 9.
Yes. So do it in chronological order.
So the trip is the Belgian trip that I talked about.
Yeah.
There's inside number 9, which is you and I going to see a live version of that. Which would be great.
Which is a TV show, if people don't know.
Yes, that's
true. One of our favorite TV shows, which I managed to persuade you to watch and you now enjoy.
Immensely.
As much as me, I think.
Very much so. It is grand, so it is.
Yeah. And the special thing about it, I just want to say, because I have never come across a theater production show that is... audio described. Like you have it at cinemas, don't you?
Yeah.
But I've never seen an actual show like this, certainly advertised as being audio described. So
I think some of my friends in the US went to see Hamilton audio described. But
oh, okay.
I don't do theatre shows, so I wouldn't
Yeah,
know.
But that's the thing. I think if there were, because I love going to the theatre. I absolutely love it. I take the kids every summer. We go and we pick a show, we go and see. I would go all the time if it wasn't insanely expensive in London.
It's London. What isn't expensive
in London?
The West
End shows. I mean, look, you could probably go to smaller ones, but the big West End shows are crazy expensive. So I would go and see everything. I absolutely love the theatre. And I would love to be able to do that with you and experience that with you. But obviously, that's not a thing. But I think if they did more audio-described performances, it would be something that we could enjoy together.
Right.
You know.
I'm thinking of a show. Mm. What show am I thinking of that would be very fun to go see described in the theatre? It's a show that we both watch. Another one.
I don't know. There's a few that we watch.
Right.
You need to narrow it down a little bit.
The only clue I could give you, okay. And it would immediately give the game away, is it's set in Scotland.
Oh, 2 doors down.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
If they did a live show of that, I would go and see that.
That wouldn't be a big West End show, though. But
no, it wouldn't be that big, would it? Because does anyone even know about that show?
It's incredibly popular, yeah. But
is it really?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I thought only we watched it. They put it on just for us.
Sometimes it does feel like that, doesn't it? With shows, you just feel like you're the only one.
Yeah, they put it on just for us.
No. I think it's incredibly popular in Scotland.
I would go see Two Doors Down in a heartbeat. I love that show.
Yeah, me too. That would be amazing if they did that. We did. Have we ever talked about how when we tried to go and see Mrs. Brown's Boys, what happened? I don't know if we've ever mentioned that.
We haven't. It did not work out.
So it was, we were still in Gloucester House. So that must have been something like 11 years ago.
Got to be. We picked the worst day to go.
Yeah, we had tickets and it was at the O2, which is in Greenwich and quite far from where we were. And there were tube strikes, like all of the tubes, everything was down. There was nothing. So we had to get a cab and we had to wait for my mum to come after work to look after the kids. And by the time she got there and then we left, and then because of the traffic everywhere, everything was just at a complete standstill. And it took us 2.5 hours to drive what should have been like a 40-minute journey.
And it was a 50-quid cab fare.
Yeah. And when we got there, we missed the whole first half of the show.
Yep.
Managed to get in for the second half and watched it. But like it was fine. You know, it was a bit funny, but we didn't really know what was going on. We were both really stressed about what was happening. We knew that we were going to have this crazy journey to get home. Like, we'd spent so much money on the tickets, and then I think did I buy them for you?
You
for
did.
Us? Yeah, as a present. And the whole thing was just a major flop.
That's one of the bad things, one of the worst things. However, let's offset that by saying we went to see Peter Kay and it was amazing.
That was brilliant.
We had an amazing evening. We had a nice dinner beforehand at a pizza place.
We did.
Again, it was in the O2. But we took a train because there was no strikes. It was a Sunday evening, I think.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, one of the best things I've been to see.
Yeah. The point is, if we could put it out there into the atmosphere that I would really, really, really like them to do more audio-described theatre performances that I could drag you along with me, then that would make me really happy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm doing this. I started this podcast for you.
You did.
It just so happens that I, you know, kind of enjoy doing it now. But I started it for you.
See, you heard it here first.
So, you know, you can do something for me and come to theatre with me.
Well, then we'd have more things to talk about.
If they ever do other audio described.
There are probably lots of people in London that go to audio. You know, I'll ask Ed. He might know of places, but...
Yeah, but I want them to do something like I would love. Phantom of the Opera is my absolute favourite. I've seen it 3 times. It never gets boring. I absolutely love it. And I would love to take you to see that if it was described.
Ah, do you know who else would know about this stuff? Louis Morehouse, our friend and fan of the show.
Our first commenter.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
He commented on the last one as well. Yeah. But he... does some work for a company called Living Paintings, and I don't know enough about it to even describe it, but Living Paintings does some great work, and if anybody knows about audio described theatre productions, I think it'd be him.
Cool.
So Louis, if you're listening, which you probably are, what do you know?
Yeah.
Hit us up, let us know.
Please.
Be good. Because now she's on a mission.
Yeah. There you go. That would be my hope for 2025. To find audio described theatre that I can take you to.
In a London.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you to see Noreen Skinner. She does the Liz Truss impression on YouTube, one of the better ones, and a couple other characters, and I think she's quite funny.
Okay.
Yeah. You can watch her on YouTube beforehand to see if you like her, but I think she's funny.
Is she even doing a show?
She did a show recently, like... sometime early December, late November. And I was going to go, but I didn't. For some reason. I think I was going to Bristol around the same time, and that's why I didn't. But it would have been fun to go. I think it'd be nice to go see more things.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say, you've done the 2 things now. And the third?
Where was I? Is it the cruise?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So when we do the cruise this time, I'm going to ask Jake to be brave with me and talk to the piano player and see if I can play for a bit. Because I didn't get to play the piano on the last ship we went on, and I really wanted to play. I had a week without a keyboard, and I didn't like it.
You had that little tiny one that you took, and you never touched it.
Because it's tiny.
Then why take it?
Because I thought I would.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I didn't.
No, you did not.
And also, it was very cramped, and I didn't really have room to play it. We'd have a bigger cabin this time, so it'd be different. I'm taking the move with me, because...
Is that the tappy-tappy thing?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
For those of you who do not know what that means, that is the Ableton Move with 32 pads. It's very travelable, and much smaller than the keyboard that's under the desk. So I'm taking the Move with me, because it is already... It has sounds inbuilt, and I can sit on the deck, or on the balcony, or in the sun lounger, and make music. Anywhere. And I plan to sample bits of the ship and make music with it, so it's going to be fun.
Nice.
Yeah, so that will come with me. But the keyboard won't this time. I've learnt my lesson. But there'll be a piano on board, and I'm going to ask to play it.
Yeah.
Because I want to play. It's hard to go a week without your favourite thing. So, that's the cruise. I don't think there's anything else big planned. I mean, that's huge. But I think that's middle of the year, and then you kind of... You're in September, and then, you know...
Back at Christmas!
Well, you know, it's kind of the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, that's the last time you're going to hear our intro music this way until next year now. So yeah, if you're listening to this in 2025 and you heard the Christmas music, I apologize, but that's what happens. But we'll be back to normal after that. There's one last thing, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
One little segment.
Yes.
This segment is an idea that I had based on your Christmas quiz.
Yep.
So what we're going to do, for those of you paying attention, is ask you a question at some point in the episode. And in the next episode, you'll get the answer to the question posed in the previous episode. So we're starting off this one at the end of 2024, and you'll hear the answer next year.
Yeah.
Although... To be fair, I doubt anybody's going to be listening in 2024. So it'll be all right for you. So, your first question, please.
Okay, so I've tried to theme this around New Year. So, this is a true or false question. A common tradition in Spain is to ring in the New Year by eating 12 olives. Is that true or false?
That is the question.
Yeah.
So next episode, you'll find out the answer to the question.
Do you know the answer?
I do not.
No. I am pretty sure that this was a quiz question I used for last year's Christmas quiz. But yeah.
Well, do you remember the quiz you did during lockdown? You did a massive Zoom quiz.
Yeah. We did a few quizzes over lockdown on Zoom with family.
You could probably find
mostly
some of those.
Disney questions. That was fun.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
I love a quiz.
So she's going to ask a question each episode until she runs out of ideas.
I will always have ideas for questions.
I think, you know what? You've got to find the most esoteric ones so they're not just easily, you know, Google searchable or something.
Okay.
Right? I want the hard ones. Okay. I want them to really have to work the brain muscles for it.
Okay.
Be fun.
I'll do my best.
Right. Well, there you go then. Oh, thank you, by the way, for listening to our podcast. That's another thing we did in 24 is start a podcast.
Yeah, that's really bad of us that we didn't even mention that.
No.
Yeah.
But we did, and it's been fun. And we're, 2 months in and now 16 episodes in, and I'm enjoying it. The editing takes longer than the podcast.
We should make an aim for ourselves that... We have recorded at least one episode because sometimes things happen. We aim for two. Sometimes it doesn't quite work out that way. But at least one episode every week.
Yeah.
In 2025.
That's right. Yeah. What I think we'll have to do is do two episodes the week before I go away in February.
Yeah.
But we do have plans to record on the Cruisecast. If we're still recording them, which I sincerely hope we are, because... It'll be a shame. I've already got the mics that I want to use on the cruise. Got all the sound bits that I need. Got a laptop.
Well, unless something happens dramatic between the two of us, I don't see why we won't be recording.
After this long, I doubt it.
Exactly. So we will still be doing it on the cruise.
Yeah. Imagine if we recorded standing on the balcony on the cruise.
Yeah.
Hearing the sea pass you by underneath.
Maybe it might be a bit windy.
Might be. But that's what foam pop shorts are for. But yeah.
Sure. I leave all that technical stuff to you.
She does too. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I just clip things to you and be like, here you go. Off you go. Bye.
Speak. Speak. Yeah.
Well, there you go then. I hope you've enjoyed the episodes this year so far. You now have over 7.5 hours of us.
Wow.
It's quite a while. Yeah. And this one won't be 30 minutes. If it was 30 minutes, it would actually have 8. But I think this one's going to end up sort of 15, 20. So it will just be shy of 8. The next one will push us over the 8 mark. So, all right. How about a little thing that we can look back on in 2026? How many episodes do you think we're going to get to in 2025?
Well, if we're aiming for one a week, at least, a minimum, that's at least 52.
At least, yeah. There'll be some weeks that they won't happen, I'm sure, for like holidays or whatever reasons. But if we do, yeah, if we can get at least sort of 40, 50, it'd be good, right?
No, let's aim for 52.
Okay, she's very strong-willed.
52, that's only one a week. At the moment, we're averaging most
one a
weeks.
Week. Yeah.
Are we?
We're averaging one a week, I think.
Oh.
Sometimes two. I mean, this week we did two, didn't we? We did one with Alice.
We did.
We did this one.
We started off with two, so we can...
Yeah, what it is all about, do you have things to talk about in 3 days? Like, not a lot happens in 3 days. So it's just all about, what do we think of, you know? But that's fine.
We've got some exciting ideas planned to talk about.
Of course. So. And it's not even a not wanting to. It's just a not knowing. Like, I think this week's going to be really interesting. We're going to go places, aren't we? We've got a few things we want to do. So we'll have some things to talk about.
Yeah.
Which I'm looking forward to. Jake is ordering lots of PC parts.
Jake is basically building multiple computer things in his room.
The plural of computer is computers. Well, it's not like fish and sheep.
Maybe.
He has one computer, two computer, three computer more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go now. Are you going to go now?
Yes.
I want a drink. And we had a big takeaway and it was really nice, but I am actually quite thirsty. And if we don't go now, probably you'll start hearing lots and lots of fireworks. Which
definitely
can get noisy.
They're coming.
And yeah. It upsets the animals.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I know I said I was going to go. One last thing. The feather blanket's amazing.
They don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to explain it.
The feather, do they?
Yes. I don't know if we mentioned it in the Christmas episode or not.
I don't know. I had asked from my parents and got a feather double duvet for our bed, and it came two pieces, so it's like two thin duvets that you can then with poppers pop together to make a thick duvet for in the winter. And we put it on last night for the first time, and it is so incredibly heavy. It's like a weighted blanket on its own, but it is incredibly cozy and comfortable.
I have not felt that comfortable and cozy in bed for ages. And it made us have both really weird dreams.
Well, yeah, I dreamt that I was a baby penguin, so, you know.
Where, though?
In a pond.
Yeah.
With a seagull helping us escape.
Do penguins live in ponds?
No, they don't. And can seagulls lift up bags with baby penguins in? No, they cannot. But I have weird dreams. We know this. This has, you know, been a thing.
I think we should start documenting them.
My dreams.
Yeah.
Well, I do wake up and try and explain them to you a little bit, but sometimes they're so obscure that I'm not sure that I can even say them out loud.
But we know some good writers, right? So if you document them in the podcast, then a good writer can pick it up and go, you know what? Your dream inspired a whole new kids series. Here's some royalties.
Well, the one where I was out recently walking with my mum and her dog and a tiny pygmy hippo ran past us and started running around with the dog chasing him. That was quite interesting.
Did the hippo have a name?
No, I don't think so.
Boris.
Boris, no. No, it would have to be like Henry or something.
Oh, alliterative is boring sometimes.
No, it's fun. Henrietta.
Horace.
Yeah, there you go. Horace.
Right.
Horace the pygmy hippo.
Well, Horace the hippo.
All right, Horace the hippo. But it's a pygmy hippo for the point of that it's really tiny. It wasn't like one of those big, scary ones.
Right. So Horace runs around with the dog.
Yeah, and my mum was freaking out because she was like, oh my God, we're going to be eaten by a hippo.
But it's smaller than
like,
you
but
are.
It's small like a goat. So yeah, that was quite bizarre.
She's quite weird, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm married to her. So that's the way it is. There you go. Dreams. Tell us your weirdest dreams in the comments. Yeah. Now you can actually comment on Apple Music and Spotify and YouTube, and it feels great. And I found this in two other directories. I found this in the UK podcast directory and in something called Listener Notes.
Wow.
So I keep finding us in new places. One of those services even offers to email you when there's a new episode, which is rather interesting. I haven't tested it, but that's kind of fun. So look out for us wherever you get your podcasts, because that's what they say in all the good ones. They don't even have to tell you where to look. They just say, wherever you get your podcast. And that's what it's turned into. Strungecast is making the rounds. We're going to pick up some new listeners in 2025. I'm looking forward to that as well. Looking forward to receiving comments and new people and, you know, hoping that you will find us and enjoy what we have to offer. Right. It's been a good rhythm. Good year. And the next one will be just as good.
Definitely.
Have a great time. Thank you for joining us on our journey. And we'll speak to you again soon.
Bye.
PM on December 31st, and I'm going to open this bottle of champagne because it's, you know, New Year's Eve, and it's going to pop off any minute now.
No.
Which one?
Oh, ooh. God, baby!
Well, that sure opened up, didn't it?
That was not clever.
Not really, no.
And you nearly got the thing.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't my intention.
Messy beast, you.
Well, you never said where to open it, did ya?
Well...
And every time I've opened something before, it's never quite done that. Mm. Were you supposed to open it then?
I don't know. It was obviously too shaken up, I suppose, from the journey here, maybe.
Aha, you see, you can't blame me, you can't blame me.
Yeah,
you're fine. Don't... Could be
a moose.
A moose? What? It was like the bottle was being sick.
Oh, lovely. Our kitchen is going to smell like so uncool.
Proper alky face. Yeah. Oh, my hands are all wet.
Hold on, I'll get you a clean towel. I'll just use those ones to dry up the floor.
But you said no, but I didn't know when to open it.
I said no what?
When I was opening it, you said no.
Because I didn't want you to let the cork fly out like that. You were like aiming it towards me and then letting the
cork... No, I was trying to aim towards the window, not you.
Oh great, so it smashes through the window.
Yeah. It wouldn't have done. Anyway, it didn't. I think next time you open stuff, I'll open it in the sink.
Careful.
Seriously though, fault does not need to fizz up that much.
Well, it's probably going to come back into the hour. I should have put the other one that's
been
standing next to the
paper. That's
completely
different.
Oh, wow.
Never mind. Wow.
You want some of this or you want
one more wine? Not hard to run you with some champs. Got my hands better. Otherwise, I'm thinking about my equipment and it'll be broken. Okay, good. No. That should be fine.
Can you glasses
why it's got to be? Yes. We like new glasses. Stupid bloody bottle. Well, I can't tell you to do that. Because I didn't. ghost in the tuba.
A ghost?
Well, it just dinged and went off by itself.
Yeah, because it was a recording this.
Yeah, but it just shouldn't do that. It's creepy.
It's finished.
Oh, it was a recording.
Yeah, a recording.
I thought you said it was recording now. And that's what it sounded like. Yes. Yes. Cheers, you geek.
Cheers.
Honestly.
Did you like your doodah back?
Yeah, you moved it, did you?
Yeah, before it got really wet. Oh, it's really, like, fluffy.
Hmm.
This is all frothed up now.
Bloody shampoo's in a bowl.
Oh. These socks are a bit wet now.
Mine actually missed it.
He goes back to the sofa and picks up.
Yeah, you managed to jump backwards.
So there we go. That was the sick champagne bottle. It puked up on the floor.
Oh, gross.